Rugby Warrior, Rugby Spirit Book 2. Written by Jared Siggins and read by Patrick Harvey.
Mind the cow, Pat's on, came the call from behind the goalposts. Ah, too late, the voice called again. Owen Madden looked up and grinned. He had been kicking a ball over the crossbar for half an hour, but hadn't seen his grandfather, Dixie Madden, arrive. He rambled over to where the old man was leaning on the rail that surrounded the Ormondstown Gales GAA pitch.
You're kicking well, said Dixie, but it's cheating to use those Gaelic posts. They're a good bit lower, aren't they?
Yeah, I suppose so, said Owen, picking up the rugby ball carefully from where it sat atop a crusty slab of cow manure. The crossbar is 2.5 metres high, and in rugby it's 3 metres. The GAA goal's a good bit wider too, but sure, it's good practice, and it's quiet here today.
Your mother tells me you're getting ready to get back up to Castle Rock next week.
I suppose I am, replied Owen. I had a great summer, and the Gales had a good run in the championship too, but I really missed the rugby, to be honest. I must be the only 13-year-old in the country who can't wait for the holidays to end and to get back to school.
Well, you look like you're getting back in the groove, grinned Dixie. That last kick was as good as the one you made to win the Father Gohagan Cup.
That was a great day, wasn't it? Owen replied, with a smile. I'd love to play in the Aviva again someday.
I must say, that whole day was a huge tonic, said Dixie. I was treated like royalty. And then to cap it all, you really showed some class to keep your nerve for the kick. I was just looking at the scrapbook last night because Andy Finn sent me on some great photos of the game I'll have to put into it. Maybe you'll give me a hand with that tonight, he asked.
I'd like that, said Owen. But I've set myself a target of 100 kicks this afternoon, and I've a few more to go, so I'd better get back to work now if that's okay.
Dixie laughed and waved him back to his mark.
That's some dedication, Owen. Mind you don't wear down the toe of that boot before the season starts,
before he wandered away towards his car. Owen teed up the ball a bit further away on the right and gave himself a more difficult angle, but still split the posts.
Huh, smaller target, my eye, he muttered to himself. I'd put them over even if it was half the width.
He carried on with his practice for another 10 minutes before he was interrupted again. This time it was a new Ormondstown Gales teammate called Dylan.
How are you, Owen?
Chirped Dylan, who was about a foot smaller than Owen and wore his hair shorter than a tennis ball.
I'm grand, Dylan. What's going on with you?
I've a bit of news, actually. I'm off to Dublin next week. They're sending me to Castle Rock.
Isn't that where you go?
It is indeed. That's great news. It'll be good to have another bogger to share their loudmouth Leinster fans with.